serving the universe.
Hi, I'm Kara Reifert, and you're listening to some of the greatest air talent ever recorded on Air Checks Live.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.
AM 1400 WSTC, Fairfield County's favorite radio. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. And what do we talk about? Well, a lot of our listeners, if they're anything like my better half, they're really into books. But my wife was talking to me just today and says, you know, I need to go to Barnes & Noble. No, on the other hand, I need to go to the library and buy a book. I've read this three times already. You have something in mind that you want to read? Well, let's talk about a book that maybe is a little different, but I think you'd really enjoy reading. It's called Tight and Bright. And now on WSTC. Okay, and we're with John McFlanagan. John is a an author. He is a self-author. Is that what you call that, a self-author, where you don't go through a publisher, John?
Yeah, self-publishing.
Okay, so what is the book about? You actually start your book off as a young kid getting into radio way back in the day in New Mexico, right?
Right, that's right, yeah, where I'm from in New Mexico. Actually, I started with my wife and I celebrated our 48th wedding anniversary, and the place I worked at the time, I'm since retired, the place I worked at the time, people saw us and they said, "Hey, who's that blonde you're with?" I said, "Oh my God." I met her when I was 13. I asked her out to my 15th birthday party. We've been together ever since. We ran off to Juarez, Old Mexico, because we were too young when I was 18 and got married. And so I wrote up what you'd call, like you do the Christmas letter, Steve. You know, a letter like that, a Christmas letter. Yeah. I started off with a letter called The Big Night, and it had champagne glasses on, and it was all about what we did on our 48th wedding anniversary, and I handed it to people, mailed it out to people. Well, all this stuff started coming to me, believe it or not, and I'd get up in the middle of the night, and my wife got so frustrated with me, I would be waving these papers in front of her face. "Read this, look at this." Well, it came back, and I mean, the Holiday Inn outside on Grand Road outside KTKT in Tucson came back to me. Bill Crawford, who was the general manager that liked me when I got back from Vietnam. So I wrote this thing, and I call it a disc jockey Vietnam memoir. It starts with our anniversary. It goes to how we met. Then it goes to Vietnam because that's the most important thing in my life. I survived it. Thank you, Lord. And then I did a thing called Radio Days. It's like a two-page synopsis of my radio career. And then I started going all over the road. I mean, you turn the page, you don't know if you're going to be in Lubbock, Texas, Roswell, New Mexico, my hometown, Phoenix, Tucson, San Francisco, Hollywood, L.A. I worked L.A. for RKO.
So each page, almost as if it's its own story within a story.
Yeah. Yeah, every page. The idea was, I read Wolfman Jack's book called Rock and Roll Animal. Loved it. It's a great biography. But, you know, it starts, Steve, with, you know, I was born in New York City. I liked oatmeal as a kid. My uncle loved me. Get to the Border Blasters. Get to the good stuff, you know? And he does. Well, you know, it takes 250 pages, but he gets yeah, to...
exactly.
He gets to the Border Blasters. He gets to... you know, they ask Wolfman Jack to open the Vietnam Memorial, the Vietnam Wall. And they paid him $35,000 to appear and MC this... opening of the Vietnam Wall. And Wolfman Jack had a thing about money. He just threw it around. And he would go up to Vietnam vets, "Hey, you need $500? Here." He came into Tokyo once. He was in the Tokyo airport up on the second level. And he always carried a label bag with him, and it was full of money. And he started throwing $20 bills out. And the Japanese are going crazy because, you know, they're freaks for American stuff anyway, especially American money. it was great, but it comes at the end. And I said, no, I want my book to start with bang. You know, I want to start with our anniversary night, how we met, because my wife is the most important thing in my life. She stuck with me when most other stuff hasn't. You know, my wife's been there. Then I want to do Vietnam because I survived it. Then I want to do radio. And then I wanted to turn the page, and you might be on Wake Island, you might be, you know, you might be a caisson in the Oshawa Valley in Vietnam. You don't know where you're going next.
And it sounds very interesting. Sounds like good reading. And the name of the book is what? Tight and Bright?
Tight and Bright. That's an old disc jockey expression, man. That's Tight and Bright. That show is Tight and Bright. We rhymed everything in those days. In the mid-60s, you know, if it was great, Tight and Bright and out of sight. That was the way we spoke, you know. It was just part of our vocabulary. We disc jockeys kind of did our own thing. You know?
I wish we could kind of throw that in because we play that kind of music here on WSTC. Where can our listeners go to get a copy of this book?
Amazon.com. The e-book is like $3.99, Steve. I ain't getting rich on this thing. Let me tell you, it's $3.99 for the e-book.
But you wrote that. You said that you wrote that for your wife and your daughter.
For my granddaughter and her daughter.
Ah, for your granddaughter and her daughter.
Granddaughter and her daughter. I mentioned in there a couple of times. I never thought about anybody ever buying a book of me, but I saw my granddaughter and her daughter get a kick out of it.
Well, yeah, John, wow, there's a lot of people out there who are rabid readers and would love to get a copy of your book. Thanks so much for appearing on WSTC this afternoon.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be with you back east.
We have got a summer gold weekend happening. We have got Wolfman Jack live in our studio.
And we got you.
Casting that spell. Cherry for Neil Diamond on a Solid Gold Weekend, 4:15, and I guess you know Neil Diamond.
Just had lunch with him about 2 weeks ago, and we were sitting there having lunch, man, you know.
Who else you been out with lately, man?
Well, I was saying we were having lunch with Neil, man, and he asked me the simple question. He said, you know, whose lips are bigger, Mick Jagger's or B.B. King's? I couldn't tell him.
I don't know, man. That's up too up close and personal for me. I don't know, man. Well, while you were doing that, I rented American Graffiti Monday night.
You did?
I hadn't seen the thing in I don't know when. And
what a movie that is, man.
You know, that is the first movie I ever saw that I did not want to end.
Oh,
when
really?
That phone was ringing at phone booth and the guy was asleep, I said, don't let this movie end. I want it to go on and on and on forever.
Oh, John, you're so sweet.
Wolfman, I love you. I love what you do. Let's go to the phone because we have given the number out, and I know that you are a fanatic about talking to people in Northern California. So we're just going to try this and see what happens. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Wolfman.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing great.
Who is this? What's your name?
I'm Mark from San Ramon.
Uh-huh. Oh, from San Ramon.
Yeah.
That's over there, yeah.
I dig your music and your playing of it, and I've got a friend who's also a major fan. I'd like to dedicate a song to her if I could.
Oh, really? Are you in love?
What song is it, man?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I want the Wolfman to pick his favorite song from American Graffiti.
Ooh, favorite song from American Graffiti.
Well,
that's something good, man.
Favorite song from American Graffiti. Let me think now.
I like Heart and Soul to the Cleftones, but that's just...
Well, how about that? I only have eyes movie. For you, Chebop,
I
Chebop,
have
you know?
Eyes for you. You bet. Flamingo.
We'll try to get that on for you, man.
WSTC. WSTC. Traffic.
Well, busier. 95 northbound pushing in through the area now around exits 5. Heavier pockets as you're making your way Norwalk into Westport. Beverly Santos, AM 1400 WSTC, Fairfield County's favorite radio.
So there's a little interview that I did last summer. It was June, the first weekend of June. So I wanted to dedicate this to Kelly and her mom. On the occasion of John's passing, I have to say that I'm very saddened to hear about it. So, this air check is dedicated to you.
I never can say goodbye. No, no, no. I never can say goodbye.
Airchecks.com.
Rick Shaw is up next to noon, and I'll see you tonight at Bellarmine Prep from Sanders A when John... will be there to die for you. I'll be back on the radio Sunday morning at 9. Have a good weekend.
Good afternoon. And it's good afternoon for a lot of people, including multicolored John Max Flanagan, blue and white. I can't wait for tonight. I just can't wait.
After midnight, we don't let it all hang down. After midnight, we don't let it all hang down.
KFRC. How about you love it? I know you don't give that easily, but I appreciate it when it's there. 7 after 12 with Rick Shaw.
When I was little, I wanted to grow up and be a glamorous singer.
California Milk Advisory Board.
KFRC. Say it and win.
Is this the Cross Residence of San Jose?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm John Mack Flanagan. I'm with radio station KFRC, right. San Francisco, and this is our Say It and Win contest.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance for a Super Monopoly game plus a Van Wyck drink mixer. Okay, all you do is answer a very simple question. Which San Francisco radio station has a DJ who will die for a Bay Area high school football team tomorrow night, and it's me? Who? Say it and win.
KFRC.
You're right, and you won. Every time you pass go. Remember, the answer is always KFRC. All right, go ahead and hit it, everybody. Let me hear it one big time now.
For he's a jolly blue fellow. For he's a jolly blue fellow. For he's a jolly blue fellow.
And I'm a
snowman.
Started about 8 o'clock this morning. A funny thing happened. It's all over my head. KFRC. Oh, I feel like such a monster today, and I want to say thanks to Cliff, who really did turn me blue and white. Now, you're not going to believe this because you think I'm just another pretty face, huh? I'm just another pretty face in your life. Oh, if you could see me now. KFRC, as I look around this afternoon, so many people are looking at me, and I cannot understand why. It's me. Hello! It's your original John Mack Flanagan in the flesh, a little blue and white this afternoon. Please don't look at me now, please. The time is not right. Vellerman Prep tonight at halftime. You'll see it all. It's 3:07 now.
Hey, if you've ever used a cream rinse, come here.
KFRC. Say it and win.
Is this the Z Groggen Ranch in Elk Grove?
Yes, it is.
This is Don St. John at KFRC San Francisco in our Say It and Win contest, and I have a very simple question for you to answer. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Which San Francisco radio station gave away a crisp $1,000 bill from the Cozy Car Cruiser?
KFRC.
That is correct.
All right.
And well, I've got for you a beautiful Polaroid 420 camera outfit, and that's valued at about $104.
Oh,
have fun with your camera. Best wishes from all of us here at 610. Don't forget, if someone asks you, the answer is always KFRC. KFRC, let me be there, and I promise I will not bite your neck. John Mack Flanagan on the air from 610, absolutely blue and white. Hey, I'm swearing on a stack of Bibles, cross my heart, hope to die. 3:12, and I have to say hello to Cliff Smith, a fellow I got to be very good friends with today, who turned me blue and white. And Cliff, I know you're listening at Mr. Broadway down at Broadway in Van Ness. I want you to know that everyone that has seen me today has said, and this is a quote of everybody, I don't believe it.
My name is Robert F. Lyons, and I'm an actor.
Oh, I like it. KFRC, I promise this afternoon I'm going to be as gentle with you as I possibly can. I realize that, you know, you may have these impressions of me. Monster that I am. John Mack Flanagan dying for Bellarmine Prep. KFRC, your monster rocker. John.
absolutely blue and white this afternoon. And I thought as a little treat, we'd call around later this afternoon and ask some people what I really look like. In case you can't be at Bellarmine Prep's halftime game tonight, 610 points out, Northern California Raza Law students will sponsor the first statewide Law Day. Now, it's all day tomorrow at the University of Santa Clara. And it's open to the public, so you're invited.
There's a big bold flavor to the West. It packs the Wrigley brand.
KMRC.
Ben Lizzie, boys are back, and John McLanagan's on the radio. And who would have thought a kid from New Mexico would end up looking like this? What's happened to me? I have dyed, really, for Bellarmine Prep San Jose. My hair is blue and white, and Cliff Smith went to all the trouble. He's a makeup man. Went to all the trouble to give me a real look. I mean, I think I just came back from Woodlawn, if you know what I mean. And I was in the chair from 9 o'clock this morning till about 2:20 this afternoon. He took all of the color totally out of my hair. You can pull it tonight at Bellarmine High. I'll let you pull it. You'll be able to see it. It's not a wig. It's the actual real thing, and my scalp can tell you that. Join Dr. Don Rose at the grand opening of Banana Records in Napa at 3037 Jefferson Street tomorrow at 2:30. Bring your favorite banana joke, and you could win a trip to Mexico.
Problem.
We've been putting money away for our son's college.
Bank of America, member FDIC.
KFRC, and your monster man, John McLanagan, doing it for you. The day I died for Bellarmine Prep, and here I am.
If you leave me now.
KFRC, oh darling, don't leave me now. I want to be something special to you. You know, more than just another pretty face with blue and white hair. Former world exclusive from Chicago 10 album and John McLanagan, who today spent 6 hours dying for Bellarmine Prep San Jose. Tonight at Buckshaw Stadium on the University of Santa Clara, they're going to play Sarah School. And you're invited. Halftime, I'll show my new look. The new me.
This is Stephen Matthew David.
KFRC and Mr. Blue. John McLanagan doing it for you on a golden weekend. How about some people? I turned myself blue and white all for Bellarmine Prep because they scored more points against the competition. Took me 6 hours today. Cliff Smith and all the people at Mr. Broadway were so nice to put up with me. And look at the end result. Here I am, letting the monster in me come out. Tavares, 25 before 4, and John McLanagan on the day I died for Bellarmine Prep San Jose. I'll be at the halftime tonight between Bellarmine Prep and Sarah. That's at Buckshaw Stadium in Santa Clara. I know that that Cliff is listening. Cliff Smith, the fellow that spent about 5.5 hours today taking all of the color out of my hair and turning it blue and white and doing all of the makeup that really creates the effect. And Cliff, I know you're listening. I want you to get this message to you. You did too good a job. Nobody believes that it's my real hair, but it is. And tomorrow, I'm going to get it back to its regular color. I was going to ask someone around here to describe. Hold on a second. I was going to ask someone. I'm trying to find someone to describe what I look like today, because you really don't know. I'm sitting here talking about being blue and white, and you don't know what I look like. But nobody will come around.
Get out of bed, America.
Cupertino and Walnut Creek. Comfort Zone. The Big Blue Waterbed Warehouse Fremont presents another 610 special. A double superstar 60-minute close-up. Seals and Cross and Linda Ronstadt. Brought to you by Waterbed Headquarters, the Comfort Zone, Fremont.
We never thought of ourselves as being singers. We were always background musicians. Dash was a drummer, and I was a saxophone player.
The award-winning Sunday night special of the month for you, KFRC. FRC, John McLanagan, Linda Ronstadt, you're going to hear on the Sunday Night Special of the Month. Got the hots today with the heat wave. Here I am, blue and white, out of sight for Bellarmine Prep. And the thing is, I didn't finish up this afternoon in the styling salon until about 20 after 2, and I haven't had a real chance to get out and show people what I look like with my real hair
up like it is, you have to see it up on the top of my head. It's kind of an natural afro all out. It's blue and white, and I haven't had a chance to really show anybody yet on the street. I did go past some people at the Mark Hopkins, and they just waved. Hi, how are you?
This is Ryan Bill, your traffic reporter.
You got it, Toyota.
KFRC, you got it. Number one in Northern California for a full 5 weeks. This is Wild Cherry.
You're listening to airchecks.com. airchecks.com.